It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones want foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that, some
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. This is a Wednesday hump day edition of the show. I am your host, Colbert, in the Shirley Street studio. And yes, it is Wednesday, September 28th of 2022, and however you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online, it's 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, if you're on the Zuckerberg machine, Facebook, just type in 1650TheFan and you'll see the page. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure that you check out that website, not only for the stream, but for the podcast. Yeah, you can get the podcast of this show, listen to previous shows on demand, any interviews you may have missed, you can find them there, and all sorts of local and statewide sports content to be found on the website, so make sure you bookmark it, make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. All right, if you want to hit me up, there's a couple different ways to do so. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com, or you can dial me up, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, or you can dial toll-free at 800-913-9479. Not going to lie, I've been watching a little bit of this hurricane coverage, this Hurricane Ian coverage this afternoon. It looks like to me, from what the radar shows, that even though a lot of people are saying later tonight for landfall, that a decent amount of that hurricane has already made its way onto the mainland down there in Florida. And I think just about anybody anywhere in this country of ours knows somebody who lives, or at least, you know, regularly vacations or maybe winters in Florida. So for any of our Iowa family that is down there, and I'm just like anybody else, and I know some people that spend time in Florida or either live there that maybe used to live in Iowa. So just, you know, thoughts go out to everybody that's dealing with that hurricane. Hopefully everybody comes out of that as safe as possible. Also today, I got to say something that's front of mind was, yes, I am that sick puppy who was watching the Cubs game last night. They won. How about that? They won. You heard the highlights with one Mark Simpson this morning on Maximum Mornings between 6 and 8. But Sister Jean of the University of Loyola Chicago was at Wrigley Field last night to throw out the first pitch. And for a young lady at 103 years old, I got to say, quite a bit of cheddar she's got coming out of that right arm of hers. And the internet being the internet, wake up this morning, doing a little flipping around on Instagram, and Instagram's one of those, for me, at my advanced age, 33 trips around the sun, where, you know, these, like, tent poles of social media came in when I was coming of age, okay, I'll get a Facebook. Not doing a MySpace, but okay, all right, I'll do this Facebook thing. You know, this Twitter thing looks pretty interesting. All right, let's do that. Don't want a Snapchat. Well, everybody's got a Snapchat. Nah, still don't want one. All right, I'll get a Snapchat. I got a Facebook, I got a Twitter, I got a Snapchat. I can't even deal with anything more. And then you see, like, your friend's got Instagram open, and you're like, man, there's a lot of cool content on there. What's so interesting to have four different social media platforms to post on? I don't think I'm that interesting. Maybe that's a me thing, but I think it'd be 2 years ago now, break down and get an Instagram. I don't post on it. I just like looking at the content on there. It's kind of creepy. It is creepy how good of a job the algorithm does. And the algorithm greeted me this morning with a cut-up video of Sister Jean throwing out a first pitch with Javi Baez in the batter's box, absolutely flailing. It's that classic Javi Baez swing on a low and outside slider that he absolutely should not be chasing. And I'm just saying it's probably made its way onto Facebook and Twitter and other social platforms by now. But if you're a Cubs fan, or especially if you're not a Cubs fan, if you're a Cardinal fan or something, you'd get a good old gut chuckle out of that one. So I would recommend maybe try to track that one down on the internet today. Get yourself a little bit of an LOL out of that, because I know I sure did. And credit to the person, whoever did that, because that was a good hearty chuckle to be able to have this morning at one Javi Baez's expense. And just incredible to see Sister Jean out there on a cool night in late September throwing out first pitch at Wrigley Field. And we will have Cubs baseball tonight here on The Fan, game two of that three-game series against the Phillies. I think if the Cubs win out, they'll win 70 games. Or is it 70? Or is it might be more than 70. I do know that I heard last night that if the Cubs win out and the Chicago White Sox lose out, they would finish with the same record. And I didn't necessarily want to go here today. You know, always try to keep it local. But I will make this point real quick. White Sox fans, how about you tone it down, okay? So, because it's been about 3 years now with my Cubs taking steps backwards that White Sox fans have gotten real chesty. Real chesty. And what do they have to show for it? Absolutely nothing. A bunch of shortcomings is all they have to show for it. Not so easy to win a World Series, is it, White Sox fans? And the fact that you could forget that, given how you won one back in 2005, and it took you how long in between World Series to get that one? It's just, I wish the Cubs were in a better place, but I am taking a little bit of sick pleasure right now in White Sox fans getting a little bit of humble pie, having a little crow to eat. So, hey, White Sox fans, how about you just tone it down a little bit going forward until you actually win something? I wish I was being able to put this out there to, like, Cardinal fans, but I'll settle for White Sox fans, and I don't even root against the White Sox. But I got to say, there's been a pretty decent-sized segment of that fan base that have been talking way too much crap the past couple of seasons, especially when the White Sox have done nothing but, you know, come up short of their expectations, to say the very least. And so I'm curious if maybe the Cubs are going to end up back in the playoffs before the White Sox even get into a playoff with this young core that they built. So that leave it up to a Jerry Reinsdorf-owned team. I mean, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, so if Jerry Reinsdorf is owning your team, it's liable to get all screwed up seven ways from Sunday. So just wanted to put that out there. All right. Moving on. Okay, today on the show, we're hyper-local today on the show. After we get done with area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments, we'll, of course, take timeout number one. That's when you get a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. And then, coming up in segments two and three, we are going to be breaking down what I would think has to be the biggest Week 6 high school football game in the state. And that would be in Class 1A, where coming up on Friday night, Applington Parkersburg ranked 6th, plays host to their rival, Dyke New Hartford. Wolverines are ranked fifth. It's homecoming at AP on Friday. So we will hear from Don Betts, Dyke New Hartford high school football coach, coming up in the second segment, the next segment of today's show. We'll check in with him on his Wolverines, who are off to a 4-1 start. Their only loss is to Grundy Center, who's number three in Class A. And albeit Grundy Center are class below, that doesn't matter. Grundy Center would be a factor in 1A, 2A, 3A, hell, maybe even 4A. So no shame in the one loss coming to the Grundy Center Spartans. Meanwhile, Appleton Parkersburg off to a 5-0 start. And in the third segment, after we get a break at the bottom of the hour with Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, we'll come back on the other side and be joined by Appleton Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock. So we're going to dig right in on this one. And you basically got 2 hours here, 2 hours of high school football talk right here on The Fan, because the Week 6 installment of the Coach's Huddle is from 6 to 7 tonight. The one and the only Mark Simpson standing by at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, where he's set to be joined by Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert, Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore, Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson, and Waterloo Columbus Catholic coach Brad Schmidt. You'll get recaps of what took place in Week 5 and, of course, a look ahead to what's to come here in Week 6. The coaches huddle between 6 and 7 tonight here on The Fan. And if you haven't made any dinner plans yet, go to Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Check it out. Go to that back bar area. That's where Mark does the show from. And it's, I don't know if you could say it's newly remodeled, like relatively newly remodeled. If you haven't been there, though, in a, you know, over a year's time, you'll be pleasantly surprised at just how amazing that back bar area is at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. So get on out, enjoy the show, have yourself a great dinner. At the very least, just make sure you keep it tuned right here. And we'll join coverage of Cubs-Phillies after the coaches huddle tonight at 7. First pitch is at 6:40, so you're talking 20 minutes after first pitch. Maybe at the end of the first inning is when we're going to dive in there to Cubs-Phillies. So there's your programming notes for this evening. After we're done talking with AP high school football coach Alex Pollock in the third segment, we'll, of course, take the final timeout. That's when you get an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back from that final break and wrap up what is a Wednesday edition of the show. So let's dive right in here. Last night in Metro Volleyball, Class 5A 7th-ranked Cedar Falls rallied to beat Class 3A 12th-ranked Dubuque Wallert in 5 sets. In Class 4A, 4th-ranked Western Dubuque downed Waterloo West in 4 sets. Waterloo East outlasted Ottumwa in 5 sets. And by nature of that win, the Trojans clinched the North Division of the Iowa Alliance Conference, your Waterloo East Trojan volleyball team, the inaugural champions of the North Division of the Iowa Alliance Conference. Congratulations. And finally, in Class 2A, number 1 Dyke New Hartford swept Waterloo Columbus. We've reached the midway point of the high school football season, Week 6, and this Friday night in the Metro, Cedar Falls is going to be looking for an upset as it will play host to 4th-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy at the Unidome. Waterloo West is going to try to stop its 4-game losing streak on the road at 6th-ranked Cedar Rapids Prairie. Waterloo East is at home for a district game at Memorial Stadium against Mason City, and Waterloo Columbus plays host to 8th-ranked Dyersville Beckman in what is an important Class 1A District 4 game. You can get the lowdown on all those matchups, as I mentioned, tonight between 6 and 7 on the Coach's Huddle. The Iowa State volleyball team hosts 13th-ranked Baylor tonight at Hilton Coliseum. Cyclones are 8-6 this year. The Bears are 11-2 and on a 10-match winning streak. Tonight's match starts at 8. For the first time this season, the Iowa State football team looking to regroup from a loss. The Cyclones dropped their Big 12 opener to Baylor last Saturday. And this Saturday, Iowa State plays at, yes, undefeated 4-0 Kansas. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell is 6-0 against the Jayhawks. And Iowa State has won the last 7 in the series. You can hear that game on our companion station this Saturday, Cruising KCFI, pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. The Wartburg volleyball team rolled past Grinnell in straight sets last night in Waverly. Abby Hammond led the Knights with 10 kills. Wartburg improved to 10-6 overall, and the Knights returned to American Rivers Conference play on Saturday when they play host to Nebraska Wesleyan. The 7th-ranked Wartburg women's soccer team puts its undefeated record on the line, traveling to 18th-ranked Wisconsin lacrosse tonight. Knights are 9-0. Eagles are 7-1. Tonight's match gets underway at 6. And in case you missed it yesterday, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz announced that linebacker Justin Jacobs is undergoing season-ending surgery. Jacobs, a starting linebacker, had 6 tackles and 1 tackle for a loss and a pass deflection in 2 games this season. He is part of an experienced linebacker group entering this season with multi-year starters Jack Campbell and Seth Benson. Iowa will play host to 4th-ranked Michigan this Saturday. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we begin to break it down. The big showdown, Dyke New Hartford, ranked 5th. Applington Parkersburg, ranked 6th. They will clash Friday night. Dyke New Hartford coach Don Betts joins us next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash. As the west coast of Florida is dealing with Hurricane Ian, the Bucks and Chiefs will play Sunday, but Minnesota has been chosen as a contingency site in the event that the game can't be played in Tampa. The Bucks are already spending this week in Miami. The 1-2 Chargers have now lost pass rusher Joey Bosa for a while. He's undergoing surgery on his injured groin, going on the IR, but expected to be back later in the season. The 1-2 Jets can use a lift in getting one with the return of Zach Wilson, the former number 2 pick overall, will make his season debut Sunday against the Steelers, having finally been cleared from a sprained knee suffered in the first preseason game. The Saints' Jameis Winston not practicing today is of a sore back. Michael Thomas also being held out due to an injured toe. Winston, though, expected back tomorrow. It used to be all or nothing in baseball until the wild card came in back in 1995. The Braves and Mets are both playoff bound, but with 7 games left, they're fighting for the NL East title and are currently tied for the division lead. The Mets are coming off a loss to the Marlins and will go for the split of the 2-game series tonight, while the Braves are in Washington, concluding their series against the Nationals. 1 game earlier today. In 10, it was the Pirates over the Reds 4-3. I'm Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio. Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice, Ashley Hinson. Hinson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Hinson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Hinson for Congress. Mark.
With school starting and all the fun sounds activities that come with it, Tommy's Express Car Wash knows how busy you are. Download the Tommy Club app today. Sign up as a member and get the first month free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, unlimited washes. Skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash. Fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or
right,
in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
With you at about 5:50.
This is Brian Musk. Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
I'll connect
Cubs
with you
and
at
Phillies again tonight. Chicago a +148 home money line underdog. Philadelphia at -180. The White Sox -120 at the Twins at +100. College football, Iowa 3-1 and looking to go 2-0 in the Big Ten. A 10.5-point underdog at home Saturday morning and afternoon against 4th-ranked Michigan. In the Big 12, Iowa State looking for their first conference win. They're a 3.5-point favorite at undefeated Kansas. Tomorrow, NFL Thursday night, the Bengals hosting the Dolphins. Cincinnati a 4-point home favorite. The Bears at the Giants on Sunday. Sunday. Chicago a 3.5-point road underdog. The over-under at 39. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 35. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 66. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows level off around 43 tomorrow night. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. Once again, 35 tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 63.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole and Company with Colbert.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And as I told you at the top of the show, we're previewing one of the absolute best games on paper in week 6 of the high school football season today. And we're going to start with Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts as the Wolverines, ranked 5th in Class 1A, are going to take on the 6th-ranked Appleton Parkersburg Falcons on Friday night in enemy territory. It's also the Falcons' homecoming game, so there's a lot on the line here in this one. And Coach Betts, so thankful for your time today. Your team's off to a great start. Can't wait to learn more about your Wolverines. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me on, Cole.
All right, let's start with last week. Your guys get a big, big win at East Marshall. 62-0 was the final of that one. So it's always nice to light up the scoreboard. And I would imagine, too, Coach Betts, you're able to get some younger guys some varsity experience in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we had a pretty stout start to the season and some games that were pretty close. And that, I think, really helps you as you get into the rest of the season. The downside of that is sometimes you don't get all the guys on the field that you would want to. So last couple of weeks, we've been able to get a few more guys on field, build some of that depth that we need and will need going forward.
Your team is 4-1 through halfway through this season now. Looking back on that body of work, Coach, what have you liked most about your team so far?
I think what I've liked the most is our resiliency. Things haven't gone smooth all of the time, but our kids keep bouncing back. They keep fighting. They keep battling in there. And I like that resiliency about this team.
How about on the other side of the coin? As I mentioned, we're halfway through the season now, which is crazy to think about. But the sample size is large enough, I would imagine, that not only you and your staff, but your players themselves have been able to identify, okay, if we get better in this area or we get better in that area, we're going to be that much better of a football team. So what have you guys been able to identify?
I think it's consistency on the offensive side of the ball. We've had some really good series where we do things really well, and we just don't seem to maintain that. And I think the last couple of weeks we've been much better at that, of being consistent. We like to run the football, throw the football, and put drives together. And we've gotten better at that, I think, as we've gone along, but that's still an area that we need to work to improve on.
Anything surprised you at all about this team, Coach Betts?
No, it's about what I expected, I think. Great group of kids. I love this group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, really nice kids to be around, fun to be around, which I think, from my vantage point anyway, is huge. I want to be with young men that work hard and want to be there, and this is a great group of young men to do that.
Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The Wolverines, ranked 5th in Class 1A, taking on 6th-ranked Appleton Parkersburg this Friday night. We'll talk about the matchup here in a little bit. But, Coach, you mentioned how you're hoping for a little bit more offensive consistency out of your group here down the stretch. Whether it's that or something else that any team's trying to improve upon, in the middle of a season, how do you go about gauging what's the right way to attack that? You don't, I think, want to put too much physically on their plate at practice throughout the week. You got to have something left in the tank for Friday night. That, you know, they've got classes going on and all their schoolwork, so you don't necessarily maybe want to overwhelm them with film. What's kind of the, you know, the line that you got to walk here when you want to get something extra out of your team? Meanwhile, you know, they've already got a lot on their plate.
Yeah, and you know, that's always something you've got to deal with every year. We really emphasize let's focus for practice. We keep our practices relatively short. We keep them brief. I tell our young men, if we can focus and get our work done, mm-hmm. I don't care if they take an hour and a half or 2 hours or 2.5. We'll get you out of here as soon as we can. We get the work done that we need done, and we feel that we've accomplished the things we need to accomplish today. And, you know, I think as the season goes along and kids really get into that rhythm and you really do start to build on that consistency, practices can be shorter because there's a better tempo to practices. And we focus on that tempo. We want a great tempo. Mm-hmm. We want in and out of the huddle, those kinds of things, everybody hustling around. And I think all of that contributes to them being focused. Let's get our work done, and then we'll get you guys out of here so you can live your life too.
Makes sense. Coach Betts, in studying your team, I saw that your defense has 11 sacks to its name, 8 interceptions through 5 games. You talk about a defense that's, you know, producing game-changing, you know, level plays on a rather consistent basis, it seems here. What can you tell us about your Wolverines defense and what they've done to produce like this?
Well, defense is something that I've kind of hung my hat on forever. I was a longtime defensive coordinator before I ever became a head coach. So that's the side of the ball that has my special focus on it all the time. You know, we try to hang our hat on playing good, solid defense, you know, making sure that we're sound in everything we do, making sure that we're getting a lot of people to the football and playing with a little bit of intensity. And this group of kids has done a great job of that. You know, we've played, I would say, very consistently defensively this year, more so than offensively. That's where we've had to focus more on getting the consistent play. But defensively, our young men have gotten after it this year.
We'll talk about a couple of your senior leaders on offense. And I know that Class 1A, you got guys that are going to play both ways. But what can you tell us, Coach, in terms of whether it be on the field or maybe off the field, your leadership group with that defense we're talking about right now?
We've got a great group of senior leaders up and down the board. Every one of them, I just think, have been outstanding in terms of their leadership. But our defense kind of revolves around Nick Reinecke. He's our middle linebacker, All-State returning linebacker. Nick's is probably as good as we've had play that position for us. Will Texter, defensive lineman, does a fantastic job also. You know, Braxton Johnson in the secondary is one of our seniors back there who really is the leader of that unit. Gus Varney has stepped up this year. Trevor Folkerts, those guys do a great, great job for us. And I'm real happy with the progress that our young men have made in that regard.
A few more minutes here with Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, on your offense, a couple of seniors that have just been great so far this season. Your quarterback, Benton Bixby, and your senior running back, Jarek Hall. Those guys have done what, you know, you were talking about earlier. What you want to do offensively is be able to have a balanced approach to keep defenses honest. What can you say about Benton and Jarek being able to provide that, albeit along with, you know, the 9 other guys that make it work offensively? But they've really been a key part to having a balanced attack, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. They really have. And Jarek was our starting tailback last year. He's an All-Stater for us last year. Jarek has worked extremely hard, maybe one of the hardest workers we've had around here in the weight room, and has gotten stronger so that he can be more physical running the ball. He's got explosive speed. but he's worked becoming a better downhill runner and being more physical, and I think you see that with us this year. Benton's one of those kids that you get every now and again, a good player who's got to kind of wait their turn, and he waited his turn to play quarterback. He does a nice job for us out there. He's got some really nice receivers he throws to. Braxton Johnson does a great job with that. Jace Hall, those guys kind of lead the way with our receiving unit, but he's done a nice job with that. But at the end of the day, for both of those guys to be successful, it comes down to that offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And our offensive line, Cam Canigator, Will Rogers, or I'm sorry, Will Texter, Nick Reineke, Zach Edelman, Caden Buskel, those guys have been consistently improving as the season goes along, and it all starts up front with those guys.
That's where the game's won and lost, in the trenches, Coach, and we'll keep that in mind here as we begin to break down the big game Friday night, as you guys are on the road to take on your rival, Appleton Parkersburg. You guys are ranked fifth, they're ranked sixth, and to add to that drama, as if it needed any more, it's also the Falcons' homecoming, so maybe let's just start there with this matchup on Friday night, Coach Betts. Given all the, you know, the extras, if you will, homecoming, both teams are ranked within the top six. Do you do anything different at all when there's quite obviously a game of this magnitude that's in front of your team?
No, we just kind of, and over the years, have taken the same approach that we approach our kids. That you get into games like this where there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of fans going to be at the game, a lot of stuff going on. That's all well and good, you know, and that's what makes high school football so exciting. But at the end of the day, our job is what goes on between those white lines out on the field. And that's where our focus has to be. And I think our kids have traditionally done a very good job of getting their focus between the white lines when it comes game time, and not letting those other things interfere with the job that we've got to do on the field.
When it comes to that job that's got to be done on the field, Coach Betts, what's key to competing with Appleton Parkersburg, given everything you've seen from them, and not only competing with them, but you know what's going to make the difference to hopefully, in your case, get a win Friday night?
Well, and I think this, it kind of harkens back to the old days, the old Dyke and Hartford Appleton Parkersburg battles of the last decade or so. But it really is going to come down to the line of scrimmage, I believe. Whichever team can control the line of scrimmage is going to win this game. You know, you tack on turnovers as another major factor, but I think those are the two. We have to be able to control the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively. And whichever team's able to do that and be successful doing that, I think that gives them a huge leg up in the game Friday.
So make sure your chin strap's buckled up. Make sure your shoulder pads are on tight.
Absolutely.
Coach Betts, thanks so much for your time today. As always, a pleasure to learn about your team. You guys are off to a great start, and I know a lot of people in the state are going to be paying close attention to that game you guys have at AP on Friday night. So great to catch up with you, and we'll do so again here before the season gets away from us, okay?
All right. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, my thanks to Don Betts, Dyke New Hartford High School football coach, kind enough to join us today on the show as we break down what is just an incredible matchup between a couple of rivals set to take place here in week six of the high school football season, as sixth-ranked Appleton Parkersburg plays host to fifth-ranked Dyke New Hartford. It's a Class 1A battle. It's also AP's homecoming. And we will get the AP side of things coming up on the other side of the break. AP high school football coach Alex Pollock joins us next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State has been very good at bouncing back from a loss under Matt Campbell. That'll be the goal this week against Kansas. The Cyclones are coming off a 31-24 loss in their Big 12 opener against Baylor.
You know, Coach Campbell always talks about dialing it back in and to just keep playing and just keep fighting. This is a long season. I think we all know that. So, you know, we're just ready to come back out here this next week with the same effort, same intensity, and hopefully, you know, get the get the result that we want.
That's senior receiver Xavier Hutchinson. Iowa fullback Monty Potterbaum hopes home field will be an advantage this weekend when the Hawkeyes entertain fourth-ranked Michigan.
Sold-out Kinnick is loud, obviously. It gives us a little bit of an advantage. So just really excited about that. Hopefully, the fans will be enthusiastic. Hopefully, we can match that enthusiasm.
Morningside remains top-ranked. Latest NAIA football top 25. Grandview is second. Northwestern is fourth. This is Radio Iowa.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online to coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Brought to you by the American Football Coaches Association.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enchi.
As temperatures drop at Waterloo schools, we continue to keep the sparks of excellence, inspiration, and innovation going. One opportunity available to all Waterloo schools 8th and 9th graders this fall is Career Inspire, a two-day event jam-packed with hands-on learning with dozens of Cedar Valley businesses, exclusively for our students and in partnership with Junior Achievement. The Waterloo Career Center and Life Labs are just three Waterloo schools initiatives that are leading the state and the region in public education. And we're doing it with support from our Cedar Valley businesses. So thank you. Together, we inspire students to take bold steps to achieve their dreams. We open doors to work experiences that empower students to discover where passion meets profession. Students go beyond doubt and fear. Be more than their wildest dreams. Be bold. With us, their future is now. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
Cedar Falls Schools is looking to fill a number of positions, from paraeducators to food service professionals. Paraeducators play such a key role in education, and the rewards are endless. From K-12 general education and preschool classes to special education teams and media center assistants, you'll love providing support to the students in Cedar Falls Schools in either group or individual settings. You'll work closely with students to help them attain their individual goals, and ultimately, you'll help them reach their full potential. Enjoy competitive wages and benefits, plus all paraeducators are included in the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System. Plus, working as a paraeducator is a great way to align your work schedule to your child's school schedule. Food service positions are also super rewarding, flexible, and only require 3 to 5.5 hours per day, with competitive wages, plus paid time off benefits, and you get your summers free. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call 553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Oh, boy, this ought to be a fun one Friday night. If you're looking for arguably the best high school football game in the state this Friday night, you can take a short jog over to Appleton Parkersburg High School, where the Falcons, ranked 6th in Class 1A, will take on their rival, Dyke New Hartford. The Wolverines are ranked 5th. It's also AP's homecoming, and we're breaking down this big one today ahead of the Week 6 episode of the Coaches Huddle coming up between 6 and 7 tonight. And AP High School football coach Alex Pollock joins us now. Coach Pollock, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Coach. And I would imagine you're doing well. Your team is 5-0. You guys are coming off a 28-12 win at South Hardin last Friday night. So how about we start there? That seems like a game that may have been a little bit closer than what the scoreboard could indicate. So how did your guys get that W last Friday?
Well, you know, I think I think a lot of credit needs to be given to South Hardin. They came out and did a couple things that you know, we really hadn't seen before defensively, and it took us a little while to adjust. And so, you know, we did that, and I think, you know, we saw the benefits in the stat sheet with Aiden Junker having 3 catches for 109 yards from our fullback spot. That was kind of our adjustment there. And, you know, from our defensive perspective, you know, we just, you know, we saw a couple trick plays in there that I think really slowed us down and caught us off guard, and it kind of took us a little bit to recover from that. So it was necessary. You know, it was a good win. It was a necessary way to just kind of fight through the struggle a little bit in some, you know, not great weather conditions and in a tough environment. It was their homecoming, and so all those types of things kind of. It kind of gave us the game that we really needed to have, you know, that struggle just to keep us ready for obviously a big game and a fun atmosphere that it's going to be on Friday night.
Yeah, that seems like a well-earned win, and obviously it kept you on your toes with those wrinkles that South Hardin threw at you guys defensively. And Coach Pollock, do you think, I mean, your team's not sneaking up on anybody anymore. The target's on their back. So do you think that maybe there's more to it? Maybe it's kind of coach by coach, case by case, or do you think that by nature of being 5-0, being ranked inside the top 10, that you're going to continue to see wrinkles from teams, whether it be offensively or defensively, and you guys are just going to have to be on your toes, ready to adjust every moment of every game?
Well, you know, really, I think that's, you know, really how it used to be here. I think, you know, when you look back at the days where Coach Thomas was coaching, you know, every week you would see something completely different. And so when you're scouting the opponent, you're kind of guessing what you're going to see. And it's not typically the 4-man fronts or that. It's now you're getting into the 5, the 6-man fronts, the blitzing that goes on. And so, you know, with our offense, it's a quick huddle. Our kids got to be thinking really fast, and we've got to follow our rules. So if we don't do that, or if we're not locked in, it's going to be a struggle for us. So we kind of ran into that, you know, against South Hardin, and I think we learned from it. We were able to watch the film and improve on it. And, you know, we got to get used to it. Like you said, we're undefeated right now, and we're doing some good things, and coaches are going to do that to try to stop us. So we got to be ready.
Appleton Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, through this 5-game sample, it's crazy to say it. I said it last segment. We're halfway through the high school football season here as far as regular season is concerned. What do you like most about your team through 5 games?
I really like our balance. I think offensively we've shown the ability to run and pass. You know, defensively we've been pretty stout every game this year. And so that's a good mix, and I think our kicking game is much improved from a year ago. So, you know, I think we're a pretty well balanced team across the board. Our kids have been playing extremely hard because I think we're all on the same page with what we're trying to accomplish, and I think we're understanding how we need to accomplish that. So, all these things, you know, has turned into a 5-0 record, and we got to understand too, as soon as we see some adversity, it can't let us break it. Let it break us. So, you know, we've got to stay the course and hope our guys continue to do what we've done so far. And if we do that, we feel pretty good about our odds.
How about the other side of the coin, Coach? I know there's got to be at least one thing, maybe two things that you and your staff have gone to your team about. Maybe they even realize themselves and go, okay, we're good right now. We're really good right now. But if we improve here or if we improve there, my goodness, I mean, the sky's the limit for us.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we look at just the little things, you know, the little things that go into a team, I mean, I think the best teams that I've ever played at Appleton Parkersburg have been great at the particulars. You know, for us, it's, you know, head placement and blocking or running our feet on contact, those types of things where, you know, 6 inches here or there makes a huge difference. And the best teams that I've ever played here have been, you know, just amazing at that. You know, defensively, I think we could sit here and say that our tackling needs to be better, and every team should be saying that at this point. So we're far from a finished product right now, and that's great because we love coming to practice every day. So, you know, that's exciting. I really hope we haven't played our best football of the year so far, and hoping we've got some bigger things to come.
We've touched quite a bit so far, Coach, on what your offense has been able to do, also what they've been challenged with, for example, last Friday against South Hardin. Let's talk a little bit about your defense and doing a little bit of a study on them. 7 interceptions so far through 5 games. That's a very impressive number. Seems like they've been making plays, while at the same time, there's been some bend-don't-break there, where if teams are able to move the ball, they've been able to shut those drives down before they've been able to get into the red zone and come away with points too frequently.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, really that's the best quality of our defense so far, is that you know, we're really going to make you earn that touchdown. Last Friday, we saw it through some trick plays and on a short field that our offense gave up. You know, we were battling. You know, we made them work for it. Early in the year against Denver, we were backed up to our, I think it was our own 1 yard line right before half, and we held them out 3 straight plays. So, you know, those are the types of things that make a championship defense. And, you know, we've done that so far. You know, I think, we've been solid against the run for the most part. And I think that's, made it for opposing offenses to have to throw the ball in situations that they don't want to be in. And we've been really, really, really good about getting after the passer. You know, on the plays that we haven't got sacks, we've had a lot of pressure, and I think that's caused some bad throws and 7 interceptions. I mean, that's pretty good. So
yeah,
we're doing a lot of good things. And again, I say we haven't played our best yet. So that's the exciting thing.
Like anybody might imagine, given the success that your team is having, Coach Pollock, you've got great seniors, good leaders. You know, just a couple of them, you've got a pair of senior running backs and Aiden Junker and Adam Skipper that have been a really formidable 1-2 punch. Aiden's a terrific 2-way player. There's a couple seniors that I have to imagine, to say it plainly, you're happy with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, those kids, all 14 of our seniors, they really took their off season really seriously, really for the last couple years, and made them the players that they are today. You know, it's a big group for us. It's a group that's played a lot of snaps for us. And you mentioned Aiden and Adam. They're just two of 14 that have all done the same thing. They've just, you know, seen it in the stat books a lot more. You know, this year. But you know, a kid like Martez Wigley, you know, 9 sacks. You know, through 5 games is something that we haven't seen here in a long time. If you know, we've always had to blitz to get pressure, and he's kind of doing it by himself. And so, a lot of great, you know, individual senior efforts this year. But you know, we've also had a really good junior class that's just been really good followers. And that's what makes a team. So I think we're on the right path. And that's what's exciting, because I think our guys come to practice every day with the mentality that they want to get better every day.
Let's talk about this big game. Not only is it a rivalry game, both of you guys you're ranked right next to each other, 5 and 6 in the Radio Iowa poll, and it's also homecoming. So just a little bit of dramatics surrounding this game, Coach Pollock. How do you approach that? Do you even acknowledge that with your team? Maybe it's different before. Everybody's got a phone in their pocket and social media. How do you approach that?
You know, it's a fine line, because you want to play it up like it's the next Super Bowl, but you know, you also want your kids to stay confident and focused, and you know, understand what's important. You know, the addition of homecoming to the festivities really you know, makes it a more of a challenge. But I think I can't speak about anywhere else in the state of Iowa, but at Appin-DePartersburg, homecoming is really, really, really special. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got great community support, obviously great school pride, and so homecoming here is I mean, it's great. It's unbelievable, the amount of support we get. So I want our kids to see that. I want them to understand that everybody around here has their back. And I think they're going to see that on Friday night when the stands are absolutely full on both sides. You know, we've got news stations here. We've got radio stations here. And everybody's trying to see, you know, the next latest and greatest rivalry game between Appin-DePartersburg and D&H.
I imagine so. And can't wait to see how it plays out, Coach. Just finally, real quick here, got to run, but I mean, you got to block, you got to tackle, you can't turn the ball over, you can't commit penalties. Beyond that, what's one or two things that if your team does, you really like their chances on Friday night?
You know, I think we need to run the football. I mean, that's kind of who we are. I mentioned we're adaptable, but we need to run the football. In the last 4 years, we have not done a very good job with that. So I think sometimes, you know, a good ball control offense is your best defense. And when you're playing a potent offense like Dyke New Hartford, you got to be able to do that. So run the football. Obviously, that's something that we really need to do well.
No doubt about it. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Always a pleasure catching up with you, learning more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and we'll try and catch up with you again before this season gets away from us.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Cole.
All right. Alex Pollock, Applington Parkersburg High School football coach, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of the show as we're breaking down this big, big Class 1A matchup on Friday night. Applington Parkersburg, ranked 6th in Class 1A, hosting 5th-ranked Dyke New Hartford for its homecoming game. Somehow a rivalry game is got even more added to it, more drama added to it, and a lot of fun there learning about this game from both head coaches. So if you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly at 1650thefan.com in podcast form. Let's take this final timeout, NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Browns say all-pro defensive end Myles Garrett sprained his shoulder and strained his biceps, but avoided serious injuries after getting into a car accident Monday. Garrett has already cleared the league concussion protocol, and his playing status for Sunday will be determined later this week. Elsewhere, Dak Prescott had stitches removed from his surgically repaired right thumb. The Cowboys quarterback tells USA Today he is unlikely to play this week before adding, quote, but week 5 against the Rams, that's the one I'm looking at.
Yes,
the Giants
hello,
confirmed that receiver Sterling Shepard tore his ACL in Monday night's loss to Dallas and is expected to miss the rest of the season. Better news out of Detroit. Tests revealed Lions' leading receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, did not suffer a serious ankle injury in Sunday's loss to Minnesota. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reports St. Brown is not expected to miss much, if any, time. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Kerry, the world's leading tasting nutrition company for food, beverage, and pharmaceutical, is hiring. Be part of a worldwide team that's shaping the future of food. If you're dependable and lift up to 50 pounds repetitively and want to grow your career, join the Kerry team in Vinton. Kerry offers a $1,500 sign-on bonus, competitive wages, full benefits, including excellent health insurance, 3 weeks paid time off beginning year 2, paid holidays, and stability within a clean, team-oriented environment. Visit jobs.kerry.com to apply today. Kerry is an equal opportunity employer.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Betting on yourself in professional sports is always risky. Your skills deteriorate, schemes change, coaches change, athletes get injured. Despite all the risks, there's still plenty of benefits that come with betting on yourself. Just look at what Aaron Judge has done so far with the Yankees this year. Or Lamar Jackson, what he's done in Baltimore. Jackson and the Ravens have been at a stalemate on a potential extension for months. The quarterback could have decided to use maybe holding out as leverage, but he didn't. Decided to play, and as of right now, looks like that's a great decision. As it stands today, he's accounted for more touchdowns than 30 of the 32 NFL teams and is currently listed as a favorite to win the MVP. Paying a running quarterback is always a risk, but at a certain point, the Ravens have to recognize Jackson's talent. And if the QB continues to perform at this level, Baltimore may have no choice but to cave in to Jackson's contract demands. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Energy is something we have less of as we get older, and that's why I take M-Drive supplements for driven guys with clinically tested ingredients for healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And now you can try M-Drive for only $5. Text Dan to 55,000. Claim your offer. M-Drive. Text Dan, 55,000. Get your first order, $5. Accomplish more with M-Drive. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Follow Cole on Twitter at @RealColeBear.
Welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. Got to thank Dyke New Hartford High School football coach Don Betts and Applington Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock. That ought to be a heck of a football game on Friday night. Best of health to everybody involved with that one. The Coaches Huddle, Week 6 edition coming up between 6 and 7 after news and weather here at the end of the hour. After Coach's Huddle, we'll join Cubs-Phillies in progress at 7. That's a 6:40 first pitch, so you're talking probably around the start of the second inning. We'll join coverage of that in progress. Have a great night, everybody. I will be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.